gold.
Nonsense.
The golden god!
And he dragged you two into this nonsense?
I volunteered. And her
gold is not in her. She's a diamond
under. Okay, alrighty. Okay, we're good? Alright, see, no, we're live, Tommy. We were live. I am proud to announce that today is another motherfucking day for John and Charlie's Golden Nonsense. That's okay,
Golden Nonsense,
the universe's greatest podcast.
Heck yeah! With an Instagram.
Yes. As voted by Pope John Paul II.
They don't just give everybody those.
No, they don't.
No. It's we won many awards intergalactically and domestically.
Correct.
I'm happy to announce our first time guest and a buddy of mine, John Miller, of John and Charlie's Golden Nonsense. My buddy Josh.
Josh, welcome.
Hey,
what's your last name, Josh?
Collins.
Josh Collins.
Yeah,
that's right. From slinging drinks in the streets and making music for the sheets.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Right.
Yeah, now, that's the goal.
And
cool.
And also my buddy in the corner being a fucking twat. I don't know why your arms are just fucking folded.
I'm cold.
You're cold.
Don't call him twat, dude. That's our homie.
No, I love Tommy, but I don't like the way he's sitting. And then Tommy Oler, comedian extraordinaire.
Returning guest. Returning right. Favorite, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, yes. Dude. The people in India love you.
That's a favorite.
That's have correct. You not heard that we have 1,000 listeners in India now?
Dang.
We do.
Hello, yeah. My friends.
We're huge in India. I don't know how.
New Delhi.
That was huge on Indian iTunes.
That was before that was before Sanjay too. So I don't know what is going
Dang.
On over there.
I hope to ride the train with you guys one day.
Expats. But all right, so we gotta get some introductions going. Josh, tell us about the before the pod started. I asked you if you were regular white or spicy white, and you were starting to tell us your boring lineage. So drop that off, bro.
Well, I'm actually first generation American on both sides of my family.
Oh,
cool.
One side, my family, they all came from Sicily. I just recently found out a lot of their blood was Greek.
Okay,
but I still have some Sicilian heritage there, and you know Sicily was invaded by everyone throughout history.
Sure,
the blacks, the Arabs, all that.
The Vikings,
the whites.
Yeah,
yeah. We've all done it.
Yeah,
they're like That's everyone wild. Gets a turn. Sicily is fucking slutting it up.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what else? What else got?
The other side of my family, they're all from South Africa.
Oh, cool.
So yeah,
wow.
And I was born in the heartland of America.
So would the South African side would they be Dutch? Or
Afrikaner?
Dutch,
or British?
Actually, it was Yiddish, I guess.
Yiddish, okay.
And, like, British.
Okay.
I thought Yiddish was a language.
It is, but it's like, I might, I don't y- know
Yiddish is a people?
Yeah.
Is there an offshoot of the Hebrews? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. Well, you got to get that test done, dude.
I know.
It is Jewish, right? It is like a
Jewish.
It is,
yeah.
I thought it was like Jewish Creole. Like, it was like a like a poor version of Hebrew.
Maybe.
Like, yeah, like some kind of low-class Jew.
Yeah, like some kind of yiddy.
That's why they got slang. All slang comes from, like.
Out of all those groups, which one accepts you the most?
Oh, man. Honestly, I haven't seen too much of my South African side just because my dad had moved from there, so I don't see too many of my cousins. But definitely, like, the Italian side, like the
I
Sicilian
feel you, I feel
side
like you could go to
very,
Sicily and hold court. I feel like you could.
Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom. You know,
hey, bada bing, bada boom. Don't even get me started over here.
Yeah, there you go. That's kind of stereotypical.
I used to live in New York.
Are you, like,
really,
really
proud? I mean, I'm proud, you know.
Heritage?
I'm of what?
Of your heritage.
Yeah, man.
Can you make
I
a
am.
Chicken piccata?
I can do anything you want. Just let me know.
Can you fucking make the sauce? That's what.
Hey,
the
I know
gravy.
How to make some great.
The
I know
gravy.
How to make some
make
great
gravy.
Pasta
gravy.
Sauce.
Okay. Good Sunday gravy.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about.
A slice of garlic.
For our listeners, they're gonna think you're really Italian, like super Italian. to me, he looks just like slightly spicy white, like. A
That's
white
perfect.
Dude with a little bit of Tabasco sauce on top.
I'm no longer interested in what race you are. Tell us about
the music.
The music.
But
what you got?
I do. I have a question for you guys that's related
so
to this.
I know what you're wondering. What the fuck is he? Which is
No.
Tommy is Spanish Jew.
How
Spanish
proud?
Jew,
how
right.
proud are you guys of your heritage? Do you guys care at all?
I super care.
Yeah, pretty
care?
Proud.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
You're
proud
of it.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
Okay, that's interesting.
Sure.
I don't have any care for my
really
heritage on any side at all.
He's just, he's just a dude. You don't have a flag. What's your mom's flag again? Was it?
My mom's from Ecuador.
Ecuador, right? So you got
my dad is German and Irish.
That's good. That's a lot of diversity.
I was born in Appalachia.
That's amazing.
Just rep that German Irish.
But they don't like me because my mom is Hispanic. And then
can they tell? They can tell.
Yeah, they can tell. I mean, it's the same way you can tell. They people look at me and go like, "What are you?
What kind of spicy white is this?"
Right, you're like a different white.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, growing up, when my nose came in, everybody was like, "What the hell is that? What is that?"
I thought everybody just thought you were Jewish.
No. There's no
drop of Jew in there. I have been corrected on that at least 5 years running. Like, I just forgot each time. Tommy, so good to see you. How's your Jewish mother?
They could be related too. They could be like.
Yeah, we
probably could. You probably could put off cousins if you were just gonna lie and be like, "This guy is my family."
It's interesting that you mix South African with Sicilian,
right?
And you mix German Irish with
Ecuador
with Ecuadorian, and you get the same thing.
Yeah, that's
somehow
out of that though. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, especially if you got the facial.
Anyway,
like, you, like, linked up our facial.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, Tommy, your facial hair needs to be as cool as his. Look at this. Look at this right here.
Is that styled or natural?
This is COVID.
Do you go to a guy?
Is that styled?
I did have this trimmed, but I basically like let this grow out, and then I'll keep this like a lot.
Folks, if you're not watching the video, if you're just listening, the man has an immaculately styled facial
hair. It's almost like Wario. Like, if you were
gonna, I'll take it.
If you were giving a something
it's pretty fucking cool,
easy to like recognize, I would say Wario. Like a crinkle fry of a mustache, but thick.
Yeah.
A think crinkle fry. You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just
okay.
Let me know if it's like uneven.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm not. You asked your girl about that. I'm not vain enough to care. I just got to comment on it. All right. Talk about the music. What you got?
Wow.
You make music.
So let's just intro it this way. Me and John went to the Riesling party, the party in the Central Station Hotel lobby.
Yeah, Eight and Sand Bar. Yeah.
It was very fun. It was this very cool vibe. It was very, like, I felt like me and John are cool as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
But even us, we were, like, barely cool enough to be hanging out in that room.
No,
you
I had enough
I mean?
Cool. I had enough cool.
If you're there, you're there.
We're on the bubble. We're on the bubble.
Yeah, we're in the Venn
diagram. I was looking around. I was like, everybody here's just got something
going on.
Something. Yeah. Everybody's got something. You know what I mean?
But you know they were thinking the same thing. Some of them were.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so, I was pretending like I had something going on, but
yeah,
they don't know that you're Charlie of John and Charlie's Golden Nonsense.
Yeah, I like to keep that secret
on the DL.
Yeah, you don't want everyone.
So how long you guys been doing those shows?
So at Eight and Sand, we've been doing it kind of within the last like 4 months or so,
okay.
Where we've really started like kind of ramping it up.
Well, it was pretty packed out, so it's obviously getting some momentum going and getting some popularity.
Well, I mean, fucking Chaz just finds a cool DJ he randomly knows to come down and spin, and then he's always somebody of note.
He's networked up, guys.
Yeah.
If he ever leaves Central Station, he's going to manage music because he is so connected. He's been linking people up.
Dude, he was telling me the comics that he knew just by being in the DJ world. I was like, damn, bro, how do you know? These are like tippity top guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is ridiculous.
Seth Green.
Huh?
Seth Green.
Oh,
yeah,
Seth Green,
he knows
really?
Seth Green. He knows he knows fucking
he stopped
Russell
fire.
Peters.
He knows fucking Scott Evil.
He stopped by once. I literally only saw him like walking out the door doing something. You know,
dude,
who knows?
Seth Green's funny as shit.
Does he look annoying?
Robot
as
Chicken?
Does he look as annoying as he's portrayed?
You know,
yes.
Apparently he's a little shorter than people expect.
A little shorter?
He's a little dude.
I hate to kind of lean into that, I don't know, rumor thing. I hope he never hears this. Baby.
I mean, dude, I mean, like, considering that this is going to be like 1 million views.
He's definitely going to hear this.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to send it to our guy in China to cut the clip of you saying that Seth Green's a midget.
He's got a small penis?
Midget, what you say?
Yeah.
it.
Oh, no. He's a tall man. He's a big boy.
Yeah. That's why Robot Chicken was right. Was all dolls, because he likes playing with tiny little men.
Smaller miniature versions.
Feel yeah, like he's, yeah, too, like he's large.
Tap his head.
He had to work with actors his size.
Yeah, yeah. Action figures.
There you go.
That's pretty funny.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That show is hilariously funny, though. You guys like Robot Chicken?
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah.
It's been on forever.
It's been on for a long time.
15 years, right?
Now, is it all CGI now, or are they still doing stop motion?
I don't know.
They stopped for a while.
Can you use a computer program to make fake stop? Stop motion?
You can. Sure, you can.
So then why would they even use stop motion anymore if that was a thing?
Maybe they want to keep the style. Maybe their production.
Unless you're
it's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If it costs a certain amount of money and they want to keep that money, then maybe they just keep making it in that way. You know.
Yeah.
Or they could say, "Yeah, we still do stop motion," and they just hand it over to some like computer guy.
Right. And then
keep the money.
Raise the price.
I heard after watching that Pinocchio movie that Guillermo del Toro did, there's just still a lot of artists that have that talent.
Yeah.
That are always looking for the business.
That need work.
That need work.
Of course, starving artists.
So there's gonna be people. Hopefully, there's people that are there to like help keep that art form going.
It's like, I'm a stop motion animation guy, and I don't have any work.
Yeah, and it would be very simple to do something like Toy Story, and all you have to do is drop the frame rates per second.
And it looks like stop motion.
It looks like stop motion.
Down to 24 frames.
Yeah, you drop it from 24, you say 15, and now it's a little bit
better. Oh, yeah, a little bit more like choppy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you enhance the sharpness. Never mind.
There you go.
Go on.
Tommy's like, this is exactly how I do it.
We should make a Christmas
Tommy, could you,
movie could that you, looks like stop motion.
Could
so
you stop,
it's like, it's
could you stop
like
motion
nostalgia.
Us?
Yeah, I could stop motion you if we got something that shot 60 frames a second.
Okay.
Or, you know, if we shot it in slow-mo.
Okay.
And then I played it at fast speed, dropped it to 15 frames, you look stop
or
motion.
Or what we... No, to do the true stop motion, you have to take a picture and then move a little bit, take another picture, and move a bit.
Right, and then edit that in.
But I'm not going to do
Tommy,
that work.
Tommy, can you just CGI all of this so that we don't have to do this every week? And can chat GPI like be funny GPT, for us? And chat GPT.
The fourth one's coming out. It's about to go up. Guys.
You know what you
that.
Can do.
That might not be free though.
Is if you have this filmed right here.
Yeah.
Then you can export all the video of yourselves just frame by frame.
Yeah.
You take those frames and then you drop out the background of all of it. You can do it instantly on a Mac on the
phone.
Desktop.
Yeah. The stickers thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kinda.
You can drop it all off, and then if you put those frames back together. In the editing software, you can add whatever background you want, make it any crazy background.
Oh man, let's go to Hawaii.
And then if you drop the frames, if you drop more frames off that, because you literally have every single frame of video, if you drop more frames on that, you can make it look like you're stop motion in freaking Alice in Wonderland.
Hmm.
You can do it right now with that.
Tommy's like, you guys are just fucking lazy. You know what I'm saying? Like with any random computer, you can do it right now. That's how you sound.
Fuck that.
I don't know. Will you do it for us?
The big thing is it would take a while.
A very long time.
It would take a while to do it. Because
how much would you cost? How much would you charge?
I would charge you guys $100 an hour to do it.
$100 an hour?
Yeah.
How many hours do you need?
To do an hour-long podcast?
Yeah. How long do you do it?
Just the exporting of the entire file frame by frame.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Would take a long time.
Come on, man.
How much?
Are we playing for the rendering time?
Yes, you are.
We got to pay for the render time?
We're making...
It's part of my work. Yes.
So you're sitting there playing PlayStation while it's rendering?
We got it.
No, I literally just told you how to do it. But if you're going to ask me to do it, I told you how.
Whatever it costs, we'll pay it.
Charlie, write the check. Cut Tommy a check.
I literally...
This part of the podcast is brought to you by Adobe Premiere Pro.
I gave you the information that's worth the most money.
Golden Nonsense.
I don't know what the fuck you even said. I don't even know what you said.
Tommy's over here like, I fucking gave you the keys to the kingdom.
And you still want me to do it?
Yeah.
It's going to cost $100 an hour.
Yeah, damn, Tommy.
Pay the man.
What about the
John,
fucking
pay
homie
the man.
Deal? What about the homie deal?
That is the homie deal.
That's not the homie deal, bro. So what's the fucking commercial deal? What are you charging everybody else?
I would charge them a lot more than that.
I would
look at it for what buy, but I know you're poor, so I was like,
oh my god.
So I was like, $100.
We would pay him, and then he would do it, and then he would hate us.
He's like, oh my god.
You get done with the project.
I would literally say, I'm not doing this again. And I would just give you instructions how to do it, and tell somebody else how to do it.
Why not say he's just going to contract it out and just charge $100 an hour?
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous.
That's a smart thing, yeah.
We just need to make
get a fee from them for giving them the work.
How about, Tommy, could you take the pictures of us and make it look like we were at the tea party in Alice in Wonderland, like change us into like the characters? Could you do that?
Yeah, I could layer in some things over top of you guys.
Okay.
But that would be really difficult to make it look as convincing. I know what you want in your head.
Yeah.
Are you telling jokes tonight?
Yeah.
What spot you want?
Give me 4.
All right. And you, Charlie?
I'll do 5.
All right.
Yeah, because I know what you want in your head.
Yeah.
And that would take a little bit more expertise than I have with After Effects.
Yeah.
Because I know what I can do. And make it look convincing.
Yeah.
But I know what you want. I know what you're imagining.
Have you ever used DaVinci?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it good or does it suck?
He's a garbage.
It's good. It's really,
it's really good.
DaVinci Resolve is a.
Oh yeah.
In terms of Adobe, like I like knowing what I can replace for different like.
You can do everything on DaVinci. It just requires that the workflow is a little bit different. But it's for people who. Like are really just like kind of want to think outside the box. It's easier to think outside the box with Adobe. I mean, with DaVinci than it is with Adobe.
Because sure, DaVinci can like give you skins that to match other systems that you're familiar with, right?
It can do that, and then it has like this like web template that you can work with and move things on, and it's just
that's
like
cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat way to work. I grew up on the old style, so yeah. For me it's a little bit harder to wrap my mind around it. But if I had to work with it, I could.
Yeah.
But if you're just starting,
we're gonna
then do DaVinci.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you can learn everything you need to know on YouTube anyway.
Okay. Well, I was gonna use this episode to kind of interview my man Josh here, but Tommy just motherfucking.
You know what? I can.
Tommy,
what?
No, no,
I'm
no.
Just
keep on.
Right
Tommy,
now.
What do you think about vinyl?
Shut up. I'll go back up. I'll go back up.
No.
What do you think about record players?
I'm glad we got you excited, Tommy. That's really cool. You know what I'm saying? But you're scaring Josh. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I'm good.
So, like, what's the. So, yeah, tell us about the fucking music, dude. Like, what's going on?
So, it's all vinyl, right?
Yeah. With my music?
Yeah, yeah. No, he makes music personally.
Oh, okay. So okay,
not,
yeah.
Not just the place.
Tell us about your music.
Yeah.
I would much rather hear about that.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I've been producing music for a while, since like middle school technically. So I've been doing it for a long time.
You sound like you make music. Like I make music.
Really?
Since middle school? Is the airy fairy of your of the way you talk?
I've been creating for a long time. I've just been really freely expressing.
Yeah. I'm influenced by a lot of.
I'm always flowing, guys.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you make?
On my own, I write. Right now, it's kind of like a retro house style.
Awesome.
So I've been learning how to get that kind of nostalgic, kind of like reminds you of something.
Mm-hmm. Charlie loves all that shit, bro.
I love house music.
Yeah.
I'm a huge house
music
fan.
Dude, have you ever listened to Zoo?
Yeah.
Zoo, and then like, I've
seen him a couple times.
Yeah, okay. Well, I still have yet to see him.
He's great live.
Oh man!
Yeah,
I
he's cool.
Imagine.
Like, you got anything out like available?
Yeah, just the last few months, guys. Like I've been releasing stuff.
What you got? What's the name? What's the name? Don't be shy. What is it?
Wolf Talk.
Wolf Talk. Check it out.
W O L F T A L K. One word.
Is it on Spotify?
It is. It's on Spotify.
Charlie's gonna cut it in right here.
Save yourself and surrender to the cycle you're in. The highs are highs and the lows are lows, and the middle is deathly thin. Face your fears, quiet the voices within. Sing in unison. To the cycle you're in.
was amazing. Bro.
That song was called
Hush.
Hush.
Damn.
Okay. Hush. Oh my God. Yeah, that was pretty hot, wasn't it?
That
yeah.
shit was.
I've never actually liked that genre of music until wow. just
that
now.
That shit is right up my alley. Dude. Wow. I love that.
That was good.
Thanks, dude. Wow.
You're welcome. So what DAW do you work in?
Reason.
Okay.
I've been using Reason for like 10 years.
Cool.
Since Reason 4, awesome. We're on like Reason 12 wow. now or something.
Yeah, my boys, I got a couple of buddies that are house producers.
Really? Do they need remixes or anything? Because I'm in the business,
I can
bro.
Put you in contact with them. They're great dudes. They're like two of my best friends in the world. They're called Halogen is their group. They're now basically split into their two side projects. They were a duo for a long time.
For a while,
but
and then they broke off.
They're doing a lot more
doing
work.
Their
They're still tech, you know, they still work together, but
yeah.
One's called Attica and the other one's called Pair 11.
Okay.
And
where are they based out of?
Atlanta,
that's not too far.
Yeah. Yeah. So Pair 11, that's Josh Taylor. That's like one of my best buddies, and he just went on tour with Rufus Du Sol. Do you know those yeah. guys?
You know, I've heard the name.
They're fucking awesome. But they're different. They like play instruments.
Yeah.
But it is house music. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, so like, it's like live electronics meets like.
How do you do live electronics? Like, so, you just like put it through a synthesizer and then it becomes electronic?
Yeah.
It depends. There's multiple ways to do it. Right now, I'm actually working on a live electronic set that I'm hoping within the next few months.
That's
I'm
cool.
going to be able to have my.
You want a place to play?
I'm looking for places to play.
I can get
yes.
you in the high tone, no problem.
Dude, that would be sick.
No
I have a TikTok now.
You do?
And
do you?
You can like preview
shout
all
us out
my
on
live
your,
stuff.
Yo, shout us out on your TikTok, bro.
Okay.
Golden Nonsense.
Guys, go
Golden
follow.
Nonsense.
It's in the
show
notes.
Okay.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada
our producer's
bing.
Amazing.
Guys, thank you. I honestly did not expect to be talking about my music. I was just like showing up.
I told you
like,
to fucking come
go.
Prepared, bro.
So Pair 11, my homie.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot more of that type of stuff. With his sets, like he's got like a vocoder that he's like singing on.
I literally just got a vocoder because I'm in a band that didn't
wow,
have it. And they're
so
like,
gay.
Hey, you can like just use this for our band at some point.
What's a vocoder?
It's just basically you sing into a microphone that's connected to a synth.
Oh, like the
and
tube
it crosses. It, like what?
Like that tube thing that
yeah,
yep,
that is a form.
Like,
yep,
yep.
There's
talk.
Like one guy on TikTok that has the tube thing on.
Oh,
and he's able to
God,
do
I've
it.
Seen that guy
yep,
with the wide set eyes. I've seen that.
Hold
guy.
Hold on, wait, isn't
talking
that
about
the
Mark Ribelet? That guy?
Wait, the crazy
oh,
dude with the
I can't
fucking.
Can't remember their name. I just got on.
He's
TikTok,
got big old glasses. He's.
I think it's
like,
Mark. I think it's
he
Mark
has
white, he's the white dude
yeah,
in the underwear and the robe.
Well, he was like a younger
that's
kid.
That's who I'm thinking of. That's Mark Ribelet.
Yeah. He's pretty hot body.
Yeah,
you know
I can't
but
remember his name. I'll have to send you
like
that guy's cool
it.
As shit.
Yeah, I beyond his coolness, like he makes cool like sounds.
Yeah,
the sounds are cool.
Oh yeah,
the visuals
so
are retarded.
But with the vocoder, you have to actually make a synth sound that sounds good and kind of hits all the
ranges?
Basses.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the ranges, the breathy, the you know the mids and lows. But yeah, I love
cool.
vocoding. And some of my stuff you'll hear, you know, like it's I use it a lot.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I'm kind of weird. Like I'm a big EDM fan, but I like house specifically. Like house.
What's the
house
fucking difference,
yeah,
bro? I thought that shit was
so it,
synonymous.
No matter
it's
what,
like rap and hip hop.
It's
you know what I'm saying.
It's yeah. You know, house always has a thumping, driving bass to it. You know, it can be different, but that's like the signature thing of it.
Sometimes people blend styles,
sure,
like in every like I don't know if they do albums or like mixtapes. It kind of depends on what the like if they're making an album or if they're doing a live set. Or
so
what,
your music we just listened to, right? That's house.
Yeah,
I would say it's like retro house.
Retro house,
yeah,
but that's not EDM because why?
It's under the umbrella of EDM.
Okay,
still.
Okay, electronic
that's
dance
how I
music.
Would say. I consider EDM kind of like the top thing that all like dubstep, techno, house.
Oh,
is,
really?
All
is,
that.
Really?
Is a popular like retro house song. Would that be like
Strangers?
Pump up the jam, pump it up? Is that
no, I honestly, I'm not quite.
That's a great song.
I'm guaranteed there's producers that are making that early '90s like awesome house. That's like I call that R&B house.
I think they call it extreme.
I don't
know.
R&B house.
There's actually a genre of '90s black house. There's a genre of like '90s house that got very mainstream popular. They call it extreme. That's like a subsect of house, which like you know that song that
But wouldn't that be called Beats like retro house now? I don't know.
No. I know that it's really. I think that retro house is something I've maybe partially made up.
Okay.
Synthwave, I think, is like what the actual name is, or that retro shit's cool wave. Too. Oh. Like it all in my brain. Like I'm still writing EDM, like or house music, but I've been calling it retro house. I'm sure someone else.
Yeah.
Calls
Man,
it too.
Is very hard to define
it
yourself,
is.
Isn't it?
It is.
I mean, like just whenever people ask us, what kind of comedy do you do?
Yeah.
Or just like,
I mean, that's like pointless even.
Yeah. I know, right? And then we're asking him, like, what kind of music?
Define it. Razor sharp.
But here's
be
the thing.
Specific.
Here's the thing. He's able to be like, I'm retro house.
And what beats per minute?
Can we do that?
Are most years.
Like, I do like nasty jokes, but sometimes like yell.
What BPM?
I'm like a mid tempo. It's like a mid tempo.
I raise my voice and talk about
like
my part.
That's where I'm going.
Like
yes.
100 or?
100 to 115.
Okay.
Some of my songs are at higher, like that, because I've just been releasing. I've been holding on to a lot of these songs for the last couple years. You know, kind of, I felt like I wasn't ready, you know? Mm-hmm. So some of the older ones, I only have like 6 or 7 tracks now. So some of them are going to be a little bit faster before I really knew, before I kind of fit into.
So that's
tempo.
A little bit lower than like the typical house music. It's a little bit higher tempo than
okay.
that.
Okay.
Could you guys imagine like writing jokes a few years ago, holding on to them and then coming up on stage and be like, all right, I'm going to try these now.
No.
You just can't do that the same way.
Yo, what's up with all the toilet paper being gone,
like,
bro?
Man, let's talk about President Trump for a little bit, all right?
Yo, wasn't Trump crazy with the news?
What's the deal with all this shit going on in Afghanistan?
They're bringing Full House back? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's 2 years... Yeah, jokes have like an expiration date, but music.
What's up with all this dubstep music?
Yeah,
this new thing out there called dubstep music.
What the fuck is the Skrillex?
Well, Skrillex did just drop a new album.
Have y'all heard about the internet?
I want to check it out.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, the internet.
The internet. You heard of the internet?
This new thing.
Floppy disks.
The internet
and whatnot.
Yeah, no, genre itself is a funny concept to begin with. It's like
genre. It's a labeling method.
Yeah.
It's a genre is a genre of labeling.
It's a genre of labeling.
Yeah.
They're like, well, specifically, what do you do? Well, my genre is action, but I prefer romance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so funny like arguing about what is and what's not, you know, like that's not real.
What is or
that's
what is
tech house? That's electro house.
All right, I challenge you. What is a comedian? Are those guys
is
that make
TikToker a comedian?
It's like a musician, comedian, doctor,
poet. Yeah. What
it's an entire medium, I'd say.
I mean, being a doctor is pretty defined. Like the moment you get the doctorate, you're the doctor, right?
I guess.
But
not before.
I went to a speaker meeting today.
Speaker meeting.
And the lady there was a
Nancy
doctor.
Pelosi was there?
She went to Harvard Medical School,
that
became
joke
a doctor.
Just dropped. Nancy
and,
Pelosi
just
not
and then she worked as a doctor for like a decade. Then she went back to school and became an architect and started designing hospitals that are specifically designed to have like good ventilation so that like because she was like, this is the thing I've noticed is the most important aspect of patient.
They can't breathe.
Is that the
in
ventilation
terms of
in
the
these
architecture?
So she became a fucking architect. I was like, this bitch is awesome.
Yeah.
Yo, how old is she?
Because people, if you go to the people in the hospital, tend to get sick sometimes.
Yeah.
Because of all the you're just with other sick people.
Yeah.
And this lady's like, let me fix the
let's
ventilation.
Let's open the window.
Hospitals, dude. That's a doctor, right there.
Right. Let's open the fucking window. She was like, hey, this is fixed windows.
Well, you know how she realized it.
Open the window.
She was in Papua New Guinea. And, like, these patients were having really good outcomes. And she's like, what the fuck?
Windows.
They're outside. They're like open-air hospitals. The beds are close to each other. Everybody's wearing sandals. She's like,
they're eating
why are they doing so good? And it was because there was, like, it was well-ventilated. And there was good air movement coming through.
That's that old grandma wisdom. It was like, go outside. Run a little bit. Get to moving.
I want to ask you about your music because... Yeah. You have those songs that you've been working on that you've been holding.
Yeah.
But despite having held on to them for a while,
they still give you that
excited feeling.
Yeah, that excitement. That
yes.
Because you haven't released them, you're still putting them out there, and it still feels good to like work and have them. Probably,
dude.
Right?
Yeah, you're hitting the nail right on the head.
Yeah, I'm a good host.
What I do,
the fuck up, Tommy.
No, I'm sorry.
How dare you? This part of the podcast is brought to you by Tommy's TikTok that he couldn't monetize. You fucking piece of shit. How dare you, Tommy? Check out Tommy Oler on TikTok right now.
It's in the show notes page. Continue.
For me, when I'm producing, I'll hear things a bunch of times.
Yeah.
My goal sometimes when I produce is what is annoying about this? And I go and I tweak it. It's like sometimes I spend too much time on stuff, but I'll only release something. And it's like, I have a method, in terms of when I sit down and listen to my own music, it'll be like after I've produced it, I'll make sure that I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe smoke a little bit, whatever. Sure. Getting relaxed, and it's like I kind of like almost forget about the song, and it's like I don't know, I just try to if it's not annoying the 500th time you've heard it, then it's probably good, you know what I mean? So
I'm sure it gets stale every now and then.
So get this, one of my favorite creative experiences was I wrote and put together a joke song last year called The Pee-Pee. It's only 1 minute long.
That's still a lot of time.
It took 6 hours to do with a producer friend of mine. We put it together, and it was so fun to do that I was like, maybe I should just be in
music.
because it was just creatively, it was just amazing. It was the same feeling that you get whenever you're like killing up there,
right?
And well, like whenever you just tell a setup and people start laughing, and you're like, all right, this is gonna be a layup.
I'm a fucking genius.
And then going up there and doing it, and it's a minute long, and I did the same thing. I listened to it, we listened to it over and over again, and there was so much just like, no, this, it feels good if we move it just a little bit over here, it feels better right here. And then we're adding stuff like a woman screaming in it. And then, it was a lot of fun just putting that together. Man. It's the only song I've ever made. And I thought it was great.
I had a similar experience, actually, with a bartender friend of mine, Tyler Routley. Do you remember him? If not, he's the blonde guy at 8 and Sand.
The dude I switched shirts with?
With the lip piercing.
The dude I switched shirts with?
Maybe.
The short white dude that makes video game music?
No.
Is a different guy?
He has blonde hair, lip ring.
I'm pretty sure I know who it is if you see him. But Tyler Routley.
Anyway, me and him, I just had him over just because we were in a band together. And he just like plays bass, and he showed up, and we started writing this song. And it's this like really kind of, I'm about to release this song actually, which I'm really stoked on. But we wrote this beautiful music, and it's like really, it has a vibe to it. And he just said, the name of the song should be We're Closed. And then he like left. And then I like sat down. And I wrote this song, and I am so stoked on it. And it's about just anyone who's ever closed a bar, and someone walks up, and you're kind of like,
sorry, dude.
Yeah, but you're not that sorry.
You're happy to turn him away?
Yeah.
It's not so much being happy. There's still a genuinity to the song, but it's also like, but I'm on my way home.
Sorry, dude.
So you're singing in this?
I actually, this is going to be,
you're singing?
The second song. Yeah,
you're
going to
be dropping
singing.
Lyrics? You're going to be?
Yeah, I am.
We're
it's
closed.
Weird. I'm sorry.
Ooh,
we're closed. How it goes.
Yeah.
Not that sorry. We're, it's one of those. It's,
fuck you.
It's
we're
stupid.
Closed.
I'll let you guys hear it. I'll let you guys like, know when I release it.
So what tells you in a song that you need to have a prolonged like something that goes on like ooh, that's
ooh,
not even a word. I feel like I get that it's just you
that's
got
singing.
A feeling and then you just put it in there and
honestly,
it feels good.
That's the kind of thing that you plan on cutting out. Like you get the artist, and when I've worked with other people, you'll get the artist in the zone. And sometimes when they're in, it's like with drummers when they're in the pocket, they're just like do these things that you're like. Like that kind of stuff, or like it'll be a falsetto, like smooth, like he'll just do an ooh or something like that. I'm not gonna sing here.
Ooh,
you know, like something like that. Every now and then you just keep that in there, man, and it's just gold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You have to, a lot of times you just like let them be themselves, and then you go back in and you kind of like, if I need a pitch correct or whatever, you know, and you just make decisions based on each. you know, each phrase sometimes.
Y'all are so lucky I can't sing, because I would be motherfucking...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Unstoppable.
I would be...
Dude, just plowing everybody's
drum. I'd be LeBron James artistically.
For real. Literally. Literally. Remember when Judy died? We went to her funeral.
Yeah.
And the dude that sang there, I was like, if I could sing like him, it would be over. I wouldn't be at some fucking church singing God's songs.
Right.
I would literally just go on the street and sing and see just what trim comes to me. I'll just take.
Dude.
Because trim that's a golden voice. He's in church.
Oh, dude. After the service, I was like, dude, you moved me. And I was like, my friend died. I wasn't this moved. Yeah. Like, you moved me.
I know. I followed him on Instagram hoping to get some videos of him singing. He hasn't posted anything.
Dude, it was a travesty. Black church is great.
Church guy. You know,
even just the pastor was like killing it.
Oh, I mean, you got to really deliver. You know what I'm saying?
He was slaying. He was like, and you lay before the Lord.
Sometimes, hey, look.
And you stand in the light of God. And I was like, dude, fuck yeah.
And I was like, my homie died. Like, what? Yeah. What's this sermon about?
Because like,
they were a little curious. They didn't want to say any. There was like this one little part where they were just like, and we know she believed in Jesus. Recently. They were like, okay.
Right. She recently came back to the Lord.
She recently came back to the Lord.
They even brought up.
But there was an ellipsis after that. Like, we hope. You know, that they didn't say, like, we heard. Yeah. I didn't see it. But they said.
God told me.
Yeah.
I prayed and God told me.
Somebody said. Yeah.
They're just like making sure everybody knows. She probably came to Jesus.
She's in heaven.
She's in heaven.
She's being laid to rest right now. So
she is, man. Yeah, she's in heaven.
We're not going to disrespect her.
She is, man. She's in heaven. I know it.
Hey, look.
I know it, man. Judy's in heaven.
I mean,
it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
but you know Judy would be like, come on.
Yeah. I found on my computer just a file I had of her at B-side a couple months ago.
Oh yeah.
It was crazy to listen to it.
Shame.
It was hilarious, man.
All right, let's not talk about her death.
All right.
He's gonna just go keep on like, oh man, it's so sad she's dead. Yeah.
But what do you think about that? You think I should share it with our group or is that
put
corny?
Put it in the group chat.
I think I will.
Yeah.
Put it in the group chat.
I think that'd be okay, right?
Somebody in the group chat will appreciate it.
Yeah, put it in the group chat and say let's roast my set and then post that.
that's pretty good. I like that.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I like that. Hey. All right.
Okay. Where are we at in the pod, bro?
We are 36 minutes in.
Oh, wow. Y'all are supposed to be more interesting.
Yeah.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by board.com. Sometimes when you're bored, go to board.com, and we will send you a gift package full of things you can play with, kind of like Rubik's Cubes or Ball in the Cup.
I think that's Elon Musk's company.
Board.com?
Yeah, we're taking that Musk money.
Hey, look.
Tommy? Do the editing.
Yeah.
we got that Elon money coming in.
We are getting six-figure checks each time we drop board.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me edit this.
I was trying to get you on the team, man, but you scoffed at me last time. Money large over here, golden nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting these high-profile EDM guests.
I'm sorry. I just need
we're gonna
to
get,
it.
We're going
to
get Deadmau5 next week.
That's all.
Dude, that's what I heard.
Yeah, we're going to get fucking Deadmau5 next week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I heard too, man.
He's going to wear his fucking helmet, so we don't know who it's really going to be. But
I'm going to get Deadmau5, and then I'm going to get Joel Zimmerman, and I'm going to interview him right next to each other. Because there's a comedian named Joel Zimmerman who's funny as shit. And Deadmau5's real name is Joe Zimmerman.
Oh,
no, I got it backwards.
Zimmerman Joe.
Joe Zimmerman is the comedian. Joel Zimmerman is Deadmau5.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we need to have them both on the podcast the same day.
Throw a steak knife in the middle and tell them settle this.
Yeah. Who's
the real Jay Zimmerman?
Do you guys know Joe Zimmerman? Have you ever heard of him?
No.
You guys haven't heard of him?
He's a hilarious comedian. Who's the Zimmerman that killed that black boy years ago?
That was George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman. He'll be third Mike.
Yeah, we'll get
Joel, we'll get Joe, and George.
We'll get two J's and a G. That's the new podcast. Two J's and a G.
Just know this, guys, that I might take about a 5-minute break to verbally or maybe physically accost George Zimmerman.
You gonna beat up George Zimmerman?
I'm just for the
for the people, for the black community.
Yeah.
On the podcast. It's going to jump our numbers up, guys.
Was he acquitted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could just
I think they determined you just shoot
a kid. Shoot a kid in self-defense.
Okay. Trayvon. It was Trayvon.
Trayvon Martin. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was devastated when that shit came out, bro.
Yeah.
Devastated.
But man, I tell you, if you put a list of all the black people killed and then all the people that killed them, it would be really hard to play that connect game, right?
Yeah, there. Who was who?
Like the match. Yeah. You know?
Oh, dude.
That'd be the most fucked up back in the Wheaties box.
That's a dark Sunday morning cartoon.
Who was killed?
I didn't realize how crazy what I just said was.
It's fucking
Lucky Charms. You got like help the leprechaun, and then also match
it's
the
like match
match the
match George
the unarmed black man who was
right. These five
George.
These five unarmed black men were killed by these five people. Match them up.
Like,
And then the answers on the bottom of the box.
Yeah, on the bottom of the box.
It's like, oh, of course, most of them were cops. Of course, cop, yeah. Police, cop.
And there's a word search to find missing black girls.
Oh, man.
Alrighty, folks. Alrighty, we're
approaching. Hey, look.
What's in the news?
As my homie will talk about, we're in a dark place right now. We're in a real dark place.
Something keeps coming up.
Yeah, we're just
like go down
that
rabbit hole.
The spirit of the show just went to a dark place.
So we did cast together this past weekend.
Oh, how was that?
Shit went pretty good, man.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah,
that's kind of rare to hear.
We had a good show, dude. It was well attended.
Well attended.
I was very surprised because
we've
had shows that were not super well attended, but I like hosting a lot more
than
doing the improv shit.
Oh, dude, I hate that shit, bro.
We did an improv show on Friday, and
where
here? Yeah, and
not we.
I've been
he did.
I've been part of the group for a while,
oh,
and usually
sick.
I'm like one of the improv dudes. But this time I was just hosting, so it was way more fun for me.
Oh yeah,
I just
so
get to
like, did you get like
that,
all like
wasn't
the
that dog shit?
You got to just be like,
I would be the worst.
Oh, the
game
next
to host.
Game is like,
yeah,
the,
exactly.
Whose line is it anyway?
Yeah, I was Drew Carey.
Oh yeah,
he was Steve. He was Steve Harvey with his like, nah.
Oh. I guess. Oh.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you just
I guess
gotta
the
be...
clue was what things you put in your mouth, and you said penis.
Wow!
How dare you?
How dare you? Ding ding, number one answer.
You gotta go.
I'm just gonna grab that.
Oh yeah, grab whatever you got.
It,
yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to. Oh,
there's no hall need for a hall pass or anything.
No,
like
dude.
That.
If you have to take a shit and just leave and then just go away forever, then they'll be this episode would honor your death.
So let me ask you a music question.
Yeah.
No, comedy question.
Do you like weird? Do you like weird like bass music type shit?
Man, I'm into anything that's just like artistic and just thought out.
Yeah,
I've been listening to a lot of Lorne lately. I don't know if you
Lorne
heard
Hill,
of Lorne, uh-huh. Just Lorne. He's just this nerd.
Is it L O? Is it L O R I N?
L O R N.
L O R N.
It's very like cinematic. I play Dungeons and Dragons sometimes.
Oh yeah,
and it's like my creative juices.
Like digitally or in person?
In person, actually.
Okay, wow.
Dude.
Those are those week-long games, right?
It's once a week. Once a week for like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, but like
the game
completes in the session?
No.
So yeah,
it
carries exactly what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah. This one,
I played
we're already 2 months.
I played D&D one time in college, and after like 7 weeks, I was like, guys, I can't keep on coming back here. The game is not done. I was like, nah, dude, we're like
this
a
game
third.
Game has to be
really,
over.
We're a third of the way in, a third.
Oh, shit. Lauren's from Atlanta?
Oh, yeah.
I think Lauren's from Atlanta.
Oh, maybe. The picture is like he has his hand in front of his face, right? Dude, people are freaking out about him, man. Like he like will record a synth line through like an actual like line in and add effects, and then he like records it in a guitar amp, an old guitar amp that's like rattling with a mic, like five. So he like double it and gets this crazy.
So it's like all analog shit.
A lot of it is, but I've also heard that he does use Ableton. But
okay.
You couldn't tell with Ableton. There's sometimes like a sound that Ableton has, you know, but with him you can't tell.
Is that a program?
Yes, Ableton.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's used for like. It's really useful for like sequencing live shows and lights with your live shows and all that.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. So you can work Ableton like on the fly.
Yeah, you can work it on the fly. You can have it all programmed out. You can make it with Ableton. You can like work as much as you want, or just hit play.
So that's kind of like Reggie Watts, that comedian. Do you know?
So he's just doing like loops.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. On a soundboard. Like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Gosh.
It's cool shit what he does though. And it's funny. It's a comedy music thing.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. What music, or has there been like a popular song recently, or
I'm hungry,
or any genre that you just don't vibe with? Where you, not that you hate, or you don't. I don't want you to put anything down.
Yeah.
But you're
something
like, that's not for me. Okay. I can't get my head around it.
Are we talking like folk new music or just like any music?
It can be any music from any genre that you've heard that you're just like, even if it's something that's so perplexing to you, you can't get your head around.
Do you hate the Beatles?
No, there's one. Led Zeppelin is one of my favorite like classic rock bands.
Yeah.
I know how respected they are, but there's one song by them, and Victoria, my wife, probably will hate that I'm saying this, but it's the one where the All of My Love
All
song,
of My Love, yeah.
All of
it's a
my
pop song.
Love, you know what I mean?
It's
and
a pop
I
song.
Just had no idea that that was Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And I remember just working at this pizza place once, and every time, now in context, when I've heard it like in headphones or on speakers,
sure,
it makes sense, but they would play all these classic rock songs, and then this All of My Love song would come on.
I've had a conversation about this song specifically with my friend Conrad, and he also hates this song. But what he says, and I don't know if this is true, he says that it was like a pop song that they made specifically for their record label. They're like you guys need to make sort of like a poppy song. You guys are all hard rock and stuff, but people like when the hard rock guys make a pop song.
Wow.
And
wow,
they did, and it was All of My Love.
Wow. That's heart maybe from
wasn't
me.
Wasn't in it.
I can tell her heart wasn't in it.
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, and there's like romantic, you know, well, I guess I don't know.
Overtones, undertones?
There's lighter songs with Led Zeppelin. You look at like Over the Hills and Far Away or something like that. That's a little more melodic and light, but I mean, it's ballin'. It's fucking gangster. But
yeah, they always have, man. Like they influence so much punk music.
Sure,
like, man. Like so good.
Is there a song that you grew up liking, but because of an emotional trauma, like a breakup or something, you hate now?
This isn't your show, Tommy.
Tommy's doing an amazing job.
Maybe more. It was more like when I was in middle school. It was about the time when Eminem had that one song, Fuck You Moby, Nobody Listen to Techno lyric, and I at the time
was
freaking out about techno music. And I that was the one thing I cared about what people thought of me, but that was the one thing I was literally like, okay, fuck you guys, techno's sick. And like I like stood up for myself a little bit. So ever
to
since
Eminem.
Then, I did have like
to Marshall Mathers. You said, "Fuck you."
Kind of. I'm
nobody
like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's like, I listen to techno.
So fuck you, Eminem, Marshall.
Yeah,
Mathers.
And now everybody listens to techno.
Right.
Exactly.
That's
the future.
Eminem, you're a fucking loser.
We were in college and we heard that Eminem song, and we were like, damn, it's funny that he said that, because
now
everybody listens
to techno. Everybody listens to techno, yeah. That's so funny.
Do you like Deadmau5?
Deadmau5 is phenomenal.
He's probably my favorite artist, is Deadmau5.
He is such a great house producer. Zoo is probably my favorite right now.
Yeah.
But like with Deadmau5, I took his master class.
Oh, yeah.
I still have a couple, and I missed it. I had just missed most of the live master classes he had done. I still have a few, like about half of them, to be honest, to go through. But he has a lot of insight, you know, to any producers out there. Like,
you ever seen him? You seen him like in his studio with like all the shit?
The wall.
What
with
is
the
all
wall?
That shit?
So rack-mounted synthesizers, processors, and it's all analog. I'm guessing that it's all analog, so it's all, like, true sound. So it's one thing to write a song with, like, in Logic with just, like, the standard synth. It's another thing to write and build that same synth in real life on the analog. Like, you just, it's a different experience.
Just
like
pure.
How vinyl is compared to CD.
Yeah, that's why it's so clean.
Exact same
that's why
thing.
It's so clean sounding.
So So when you write music, you want to start with the best quality possible because then you'll export it.
It's like
no, dude, I'm not. I don't care about none of this shit. So
it looks like he's in a spaceship or like in a Star Trek something. Like it's just
got so many knobs. Yeah.
It's just
tubes
it's just machines on all the way down every wall.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like. Yeah.
Someday, guys.
Yeah.
I'll have that studio.
What do you listen to that you can listen to at any moment? It'll get you like pumped. And for me, I didn't want to. Yeah. I only asked this question because I wanted to say what mine was.
Yeah.
but I do want to know what yours is. The beginning of Lord of the Rings, literally the opening 5 minutes of the movie Lord of the Rings.
Weird.
That whole thing, I think that I could watch that and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I love that so
nerd.
Much.
Nerd, so yeah. Alert.
The first one, Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah, Fellowship of the Ring.
There's
whenever. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean. Yeah, there's a Hans Zimmer song called Time. I don't remember if that's Interstellar or what.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It just starts off like a soft piano, but I feel like the piano just kind of like. I don't know. It grows. And
I like that song too.
I know. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's cellos are like super quiet, and then it's like throughout the song they just like, oh man, it's just very gratifying.
Whenever I saw Interstellar, I was like, this is funeral music put in a movie,
but in space.
This is funeral.
We
space
all know what's
music.
Gonna happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking Matt Damon's gonna fucking. betray us all. Goddamn it, David.
Always.
I love that part whenever he's like, humanity has a choice. And then he just blows himself out the airlock. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, 10-year-old movie, right? All right, look, I got to hop off, guys. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We're there.
We're there.
We made it.
Well, then call the dismount,
Charlie.
Close enough. Call the dismount. Oh, wait. What are we going to call this episode? We got a lot of
I'll
EDM talk.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Don't worry. Yeah. I'll figure it out.
All right. Guys, it was such a pleasure to be
here.
Dude,
yeah. We'll have you back.
Thank you to Josh Collins, my boy Tom Mueller. Yeah. And then, Charlie, go ahead and say the howdy doodies.
Vaya con Dios, everybody.
Vaya con Dios.
Bye.
I'll catch you on the flip side.
Hey, what are you listening to?
The pee-pee.
What's the pee-pee?
It's taking the world by storm.
Yeah. Okay. Come on. You can do it better than Bad Girl Riri. It's the pee-pee. To make your mama happy, do the pee-pee. To make your mama happy, do the pee-pee. Come on and do the pee-pee. The pee-pee. Heard round the world, it's the pee-pee. All you boys and girls, come on and do the pee-pee. To make your daddy happy, and do the pee-pee.
Hey, did you hear about this new song? No. What is it?
It's the pee-pee. Time to stop the fight. It's the pee-pee. To do what is right. It's the pee-pee. Come on and do the pee-pee. Make your baby happy and do the pee-pee. Do the pee-pee. Come on and do the pee-pee.